Zohar, Parshas Pekudei, Chok Yisrael, Day 1, an excerpt from 2:23a. On the opening verse of the Parsha, Eilu Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaYidus, Asher Bukad Al Pi Moshe. These are the commandments of the sanctuary of testimony, that was commanded by the mouth of Moshe. V'yesa Omar, V'yesa said, Kivin Da'avdu Kol Chakimai Yask Mishkan. Once all the sages made the Mishkan, it's necessary to go over the account from all those works that were made in it. They had to go over every artisan, what he did and what was used for it. Take inventory. My time, what's the reason? Begin the chol chushban chushban kad hava esavad chushbano. Because each reckoning was made, the assessment. Hachi is kaim, ha uvidav is kaim yasri. Thus, it endured that work. And do it in its place. So it's saying that when they made the Mishkan, they made it, as the Zohar says in other places, from attachment to a very high level. Going to the sanctuary is like entering into the world of thought. And it's very high and very tenuous. And making it is like the potential of thought itself. So they need to be kind of grounded. So the taking of inventory was not because there's lack of any trust, of maybe any misappropriation of funds, chas v'shalom, like goes on in government bureaucracy, but rather it was a form of grounding, of amishizing, concretizing the great lights that they brought down in their work so that it should endure in the world and at least have enough of a connection with reality that people should be going to it and elevate their consciousness and not just fly away, bring it into the world. Israel kulu kamad Israel amad and divu b'kat mesa in Israel, all of them. It's like they're awakened in what they pledged at first. Hachinam Israel b'ha u'choshmina. Thus, they also aroused in that accounting. In other words, to see the fruits of their labor, of what they had given, in order they should be able to use it to get close to Hashem. Then is kaim kol avida b'ha yirusa. And then, all the work endured in that will, in that goodwill that they had pledged to Hashem. In fact, when they saw it, their nachas from it being brought into actuality, that itself helped more to concretize it. They should be able to be go with them for their lives. Because this is necessary here to make an accounting, begin the highest kind of it, because this and the work endured. It says these, it doesn't say and these. When many places the Torah says and these, why only these? Ella, but rather, this is the accounting that disqualifies all accountings of the world. This is endured more of them than them all. This, the sanctuary endured not one another. So even though there was a specific accounting for all the artisans and what they did, this accounting over here, which is speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the only one who could put all the pieces of the Mishkan together, you know, each piece was beautiful and perfect, but Moshe Rabbeinu was only one to put the whole thing together and make it work. So the chushbin about what Moshe Rabbeinu did with money, that was the final macham pachdish, the finishing touch, the icing on the cake that gave everything, gave everything endurance. Pasach V'yami opened the discourse and said, V'yam munasi techa chosin yeshuvas chochum udas yis Hashem yitzaro. It shall be faith in your times, power of salvations, wisdom and knowledge, fear of Hashem is his storehouse. Verse in Yeshayah 33:6. This verse is explained by the friends of Oho Taninim that we learn. Any person is busy with the Torah in this world. The mikveh itin law and merits to establish times in it. In other words, it's not enough just to be busy with the Torah. You have to take it a first step further to make it something established, part of your daily order. Itinerary. It's necessary to do it faithfully. What does that mean? It means with attachment to Hashem. Learning Torah should be a mind expansion experience, to elevate the consciousness to be attached to Hashem, the source of all, strengthen one's faith and to feel His presence. Jerusa delay is kavan the kutcher b'chu, that His will should be intended to the Holy Blessed Be-He. We should experience a yearning for Hashem while He's learning, not just intellectual experience of amassing data. Is kavan the shim shemayim should have in mind for the sake of heaven, to make pleasure before Hashem, to unite the worlds, to fix His soul, to bring the Shekhinah out of Golos. Begin the emunah l'hachi is kavan, because faith, that's what it means. That's the intention when it says faith. to be a living awareness, a connection of Hashem, like this verse that says, Sadik ben Asa Yechid, Sadik lives in his faith. It means a state of consciousness, a person's living in constant connection to Hashem and everything he does all the time. Chosin Yeshua is the power of salvation, Zachlola Rachmi Medinim, to include mercy and judgment. Salvation comes from mercy, and Chosin, the power, comes from judgment. So it should be included together, and that's how a person's faith is perfect when he's able to be with Hashem from the right and left side of loving kindness and judgment. Chachas Vadoas, wisdom and knowledge, to train Elaine Shar and Dal Dal, that these two rest one upon the other. Dotom Vagunas, this is concealed and hidden. Lashroa Dal Dal, to rest one upon the other. Yes, Hashem, Yosero, fear of Hashem. It's his storehouse, Otsoro, the Cholin, it's the storehouse of all these. Begin to a high, Tai Yos Hashem, Nokit Cholin and Achlin, because this fear of Hashem, referring to the level of Malchus, takes all of those rivers, means the rivers of the other spheres, the six spheres above it. Yes, Avidus, Otsoro, the Cholin, it becomes the storehouse of them all. And in that storehouse, the whole, from that storehouse, the whole world draws. Rekad Nafkin Mino, Cholin, Gnizin, Kulhu, Abagon, Bechushbana, and it brings out all of these treasures, the treasures of the lights of the spheres above it. Brings them out in account, which means it dishes out the lights to the deserving according to how much they deserve. What they deserve according to how much they deserve. A person who acts with chesed, so the power of chesed that was given over to Malchus gives over to him chesed, and it gives over to him chesed according to how much chesed he does in his life, and so on. We know that from what we know, it's written in verse in your eyes are springs in cheshbon, which in terms of this discussion is rendered in account. Verse Shoshim 7:5. Becheshbon vade, certainly an account of it. It's made v'afikin and brechus mayim, brings out those springs of water, which is the springs of the spheros that bring us the water of the light of the presence of the Infinite One. Ashkach lafkol kula becheshbona, and it pays attention to bring out everything in account. Because this is called faith, which means it's faithful. Kula ikrimuna, this is called faith. That it gives a person what he deserves. He's faithful. V'akimnon has explained, in order for over here, it's necessary to show faith in the sanctuary. When doing something divine, you still have to be exacting to make sure that everything is aligned and proper within the vessels. For other things in the world, how much more so? Because there's an achiza, there's a hold of the other side, so it's easily things can get mixed up. So it's necessary to take inventory. Even between friends that trust each other, or they shouldn't come to make a mistake. About this, the only must be he made known to all Israel, the secret of their faith and everything that they did. It was all said in the words that he wanted them to know that they merited through what they did below to attach to the Shekhinah, which is called the secret of faith, the Malchus of Atzilus above. Everything they did helped to bring the light of the Shekhinah into the world in detail, in every single act that they did. So you should see that everything you do for Hashem does make an imprint above, and it's exact, and this brings a person to faith and to feel Hashem in all details of his life and everything going on all the time.